I'm Country Boy from the One Mic Black History Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at One Mic History or listen to some of my old episodes at OneMicHistory.com. But today's episode, I'm going to speak about the history of lynching in America. And without further ado, let's get started. The legal definition of lynching is when three or more persons put a person to death without legal sanction. Lynching was a method of social and racial control that was meant to terrorize African Americans into submission and into an inferior racial caste system. It was widely practiced in the southern states from roughly around 1877, the end of the post-Civil War Reconstruction, through the 1950s. The origins of lynchings, though, actually begins during the Revolutionary War years. It was named after Charles Lynch, the brother of John Lynch, who founded Lynchburg, Virginia. And lynchings took place during a time period that lacked a robust court system where it was difficult to get to court. During this time period, the British were prevalent in the South, so it became dangerous to move around, and this form of local justice emerged as a vigilante retribution to enforce popular justice. In the Western territories during the early 19th century, the government was so absent and underdeveloped, and public support for lynchings was widespread. At the time, though, lynchings initially did not mean killing. Vigilante mobs often punished criminals with tar and featherings, beatings, and floggings. It wasn't till the 1830s, decades following the Civil War, that lynching became synonymous with hanging. The first widespread publicized incident of a legal lynching, it was in Madison County, Mississippi in 1835, after a fabricated story of a planned slave uprising sparked panic in the local population, resulting in the hanging of two white men and several enslaved African Americans. These killings marked a change in mob violence, and as a result, lynchings became more frequent and deadly. This was also region-specific. An individual subject to frontier justice typically was accused of a crime such as murder or robbery, was given some type of process or trial, and was executed without additional torture. Southern lynchings, on the other hand, were commonly used as extrajudicial employment to defend slavery. Between 1830 and 1860, Southern mobs killed an estimated 130 white victims and at least 400 enslaved African American victims. Most lynchings were under suspicion of conspiring to mount a slave uprising. A growing, largely unsubstantiated fear amongst whites in slaveholding states. In addition, Southern lynchings of African Americans were distinct from lynchings of white because they often featured extreme brutality such as burnings, torture, mutilation, and decapitation of the victim. Southern lynchings took an even more radical turn after the Civil War. The act or even the threat of a lynching became the primary technique to enforce racial subjugation. Southern mob violence intended to reestablish white supremacy and suppress African American civil rights through social terror. The Reconstruction era was a violent period, and tens of thousands of people were killed in racially, politically motivated massacres. White mobs regularly targeted African Americans with deadly violence, but rarely aimed those same lethal attacks at white individuals accused of the same violations. By the end of the 19th century, Southern lynchings became a tool of racial control that terrorized and targeted African Americans. The ratio of black lynching victims to white lynching victims was 4-1 in 1882 to 1889, and increased to 6-1 in 1890 to 1900, and soared to more than 17-1 after 1900. These lynchings commonly became gruesome public spectacles, often with a festive community gathering aspect to them. Public spectacle lynchings were those in which large crowds of white people, often numbering in the thousands, gathered to witness pre-planned heinous killings, which featured prolonged torture, mutilation, dismemberment, and often burning of the victim. These spectacles were carnival-like events in which vendors sold food, printers produced postcards that featured photographs of the lynching or the corpse, and victims' body parts were collected as souvenirs. Public spectacle lynching drew from and perpetuated the belief that African Americans were not human. This was a myth that justified enslavement, was later used as fuel to purposely justify terror against the newly freed African American communities. Lynching was not a means of crime control. Southern states already were equipped with a legal system eager to punish African American defendants with imprisonment, forced labor for state profit, or even legal executions. Lynchings in the South in the late 19th, early 20th century used as a tool of control wielded by white mobs against African American victims. These mobs regularly display complete disregard for the legal system, and many lynching victims were not accused of a crime at all. African Americans were lynched on a variety of pretenses. One of the more common was that black men were accused of sexually assaulting white women. During the lynching era, the hypervigilant enforcement of the racial hierarchy and the separation of the two races, together with widespread stereotypes of black men as dangerous, violent, uncontrollable, hypersexual aggressors, fueled this fear of black men raping white women. Of the over 4,000 African American lynchings that have been documented, nearly 25% were accused of sexual assault, and nearly 30% were accused of murder. But hundreds more African Americans were lynched based on accusations of far less serious crimes like assault or vagrancy, crimes that would not have been punishable by death had they been convicted in a court of law. Additionally, African Americans were frequently lynched for violations of social customs or racial expectations, including speaking disrespectfully, refusing to step off the sidewalk, using profane language, using an improper title to a white person, suing a white man, arguing with a white man, bumping into a white woman, insulting a white person, and tons of other social grievances. Many African Americans were lynched had not even committed a crime or social infraction at all, but they simply were black and present when the preferred individual could not be located. African Americans living in the South during the lynching era were terrorized by the fact that they could be lynched if they were intentionally or accidentally violated a social custom defined by any white person at any time. The mere suggestion of black on white violence could spark a mob violence or murder before the judicial system could even think to act. Sometimes mobs targeted entire black communities by forcing African Americans to witness lynchings and demanding that they leave the area or face a similar fate. In 1912, after the lynching in Forsyth County, Georgia, white vigilantes distributed leaflets demanding that all black people in the county leave or suffer a similar fate. So many black families fled that in 1920, the county's black population plunged from 1,100 to just 30 people. To maximize terror of these lynchings, power, and control over the black community, white mobs chose to lynch victims in prominent places inside the African American side of town. The practice of terrorizing an entire African American community after a lynching because of one wrongdoer demonstrates the South's lynchings during this era was not to obtain popular justice or retaliation for a crime, but rather designed for a broad impact to send a message of domination, instill fear, and sometimes drive African Americans out of the region altogether. When African Americans did attempt to fight for economic power and equal rights in the early 20th century during the New Negro Movement, they were met with violence by whites who acted with impunity. Whites used terror to relegate African Americans to a state of second-class citizenship. From 1915 to 1940, lynch mobs targeted African Americans who protested their second-class citizenship. African Americans throughout the South, individually and in groups, demanded economic and civil rights to which they were entitled, and in response, whites once again turned to lynching. Violence against African Americans would taper off during the Second World War, only to rise again after the passage of Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, which nullified the country's separate but equal doctrine. And in 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally beaten and lynched after being accused of whistling at a white woman in a grocery store. Emmett Till's mother insisted on a public funeral with an open casket to show how badly her son had been treated. And her decision led to Emmett Till becoming an icon of the civil rights movement. During the 60s, the civil rights movement attracted people to the South from all over the country to work on voter registration and integration. The intervention of people from outside communities and the threat of social change aroused fear and resentment amongst many in the Southern white population. This led to the lynchings of Jane Chanley, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman, all members of the Congress of Racial Equality dedicated to nonviolent direct action against racial discrimination. After the civil rights movement, some lynchings would occur, but they were on a less frequent basis into the 1980s. In 1981, Michael Donald was beaten and lynched by several members of the Ku Klux Klan as a way to retaliate for the jury's acquittal of a black man who had been accused of murdering a white police officer. The Klansmen were then caught, prosecuted, and convicted, and a $7 million judgment was awarded to Michael McDonald's family against the Klan and bankrupted the local Klan subgroup of the United Klans of America. Between 1882 and 1968, 4,743 lynchings would occur in the United States. Of these lynchings, 3,446 were black. These lynchings accounted for 72% of the total people lynched, and these numbers only account for the known victims, not all of the lynchings that were ever recorded. Some estimates put that 1/3 of these lynching victims were falsely accused. Of the 4,743 people lynched, only 1,297 were white, and they were often lynched for helping African Americans or just being against lynchings. During the lynching era, white lives were held to a heightened value, while African Americans' lives held little to no value. Law-abiding African Americans lived in a risk of arbitrary and deadly mob violence. These lynchings and the threat of falling victim to these lynch mobs who committed these crimes kept the African American community subjugated, terrorized, and in a constant state of fear. Thank you. I'm Country Boy from the One Mic History Podcast. And once again, you can find me at onemichistory.com or on Twitter at One Mic History. Peace.